Good evening. It's wonderful to be back here again. Deeply moving to see all of you with smiling hearts, preparing, setting up Zendo, taking care of the rooms and so forth. Showing what a sangha, a community of like-minded practicers really is. You do not have all the answers. I do not have all the answers. But by coming together, working together, practicing together, supporting, being supported by each other. Something much greater than the answer comes, you might say, the question itself comes to an end, or the wavering dis-ease that has the question itself comes to its own end. In this way, all of us, as a part of this Sangha, this community, you can see it, you can feel it. We continue growing stronger. Whatever we bump up against just becomes fuel for the fire. And we become stronger as a result. It's very wonderful to see and to be a part of. We're all in this together. We're all making it happen. This is a real Zen retreat. In other words, there's no one here to teach you anything. Zen is certainly not something that can be taught. Guidance, yes. Perhaps inspiration, yes. Challenge when you need it, yes. But I will never teach you. I won't degrade you in that way. You see why I trust. In genuine Buddhism, certainly in Zen, there is never any need to teach. Do you see why? The only point is for you, each and every one of you, to realize it for yourself. That is the only way. So in a way, I'm here, as everyone else is, to help guide, inspire, perhaps challenge, support, and be supported by. But most of all, I'm here not to get in your way. Not to get in the way of you realizing it for yourself. Thus it is a real Zen Buddhist retreat. Welcome. I'm afraid we all are getting older though. Walking around preparing for the retreat today, I have never heard so many people talk about the meniscus before. Some of us here are over 80 years old. Is there anybody here still in their 20s? Well, 30s anyway, so between 30 and 80, so 50 years, huh? It's a wonderful group from several different countries, some coming from very far. Please let us give all of ourselves to this wonderful practice. It is a precious, precious opportunity. One of the things I will do during the retreat is introduce the classic Zazen manual. It's a manual, a short two-page piece about how to do Zazen, the physical posture, the mental attitude, about what happens when there are problems. It's a very short but very precise and exact manual which every Rinzai monk in Japan has in the basic handbook that they're given to train as a monk. This Zazen manual is included. For those of you familiar with Dogen's quite famous Zazen manuals, for example, the Fukan Zazengi, it's based on this. About 70% of Dogen's Zazen manual is taken word for word from this one, which is at least 100 years older. Everything is in there. It's all in there, but it's just the pith, just the essence. So during the lectures, I will unpack it when necessary, clarify what is being said. Sometimes we need to break through the cultural, historical limits. Again, it was written over 1,000 years ago. It's only 2 pages, so by Tuesday we can have gone through it bit by bit and really see what is in there and how it helps us in our practice. Anytime I'm sitting in Zazen, as AJ, the Jiki, explained, you are welcome to come and ask for one-on-one simply by coming quietly during the Zazen, bowing in front of me, I will bow to you, and then follow me out to the one-on-one room. Again, if you go in the main entrance where the registration was and turn left and go all the way to the end, it's that room. There's also a door from the outside all the way down at the end that you can go in. I think it says atelier on the door. So this will be our Zen atelier for a couple days. But please, as the guidelines express it, one-on-one is not an opportunity to give a progress report. That's not what one-on-one is about. Last retreat, my Zazen was like this. Now my Zazen is like this. It's better, or it's worse, or whatever. This has nothing to do with one-on-one. One-on-one is simply to manifest, to present where you are. It's not an explanation of where you are. You don't need to explain it. It's clear when you come in. You don't need to give me the history of how you got there. You just have to show me where you are. Then we can take it from there. That is one-on-one. What if you're completely confused and you have no idea what to do? Simple. Come in and say, I'm really confused and I have no idea what to do. Fine. If your knee hurts like hell, you can come in and say, my right knee hurts like hell. Okay, we can take it from there. Okay? There's no need to explain, give the background, or compare it with anything else. Simply to present, to manifest where you are. If you have a question about the fundamental practice, you can also, of course, ask that. It's not the place, one-on-one is not the place to obsess about perfecting the techniques of Zazen. during the breaks, if you need to correct your posture, it's very important. Please, you can ask Ron, the keisaku, during the breaks, and he can help correct your posture. But during one-on-one, it's very simple. Where you are. Let me end by just reading through, without any comment, the Zazen manual, and then over the next several days we'll have a chance to unpack it and see what's really there. Don't worry if you don't understand some of it tonight. We will go through it slowly and carefully. Zazen manual. Bodhisattvas aspiring to prajna wisdom should first arouse great compassion, take the four great vows, and cultivate samadhi concentration. Vowing to set all beings free, do not seek liberation for yourself alone. Let go of all conditions and put all concerns to rest with body and mind one, and no separation between movement and stillness. Be moderate with food and drink, taking neither too much nor too little. Regulate sleep, neither depriving nor indulging. For Zazen, spread a thick mat in a quiet place, loosen your clothing but maintain proper bearing, and sit in full lotus. First place right foot on left thigh, then left foot on right thigh. Or sit in half lotus, placing left foot on right thigh. Next, place right hand on left foot, left hand on right palm, thumbs touching. Raise torso and stretch it forward. Rock side to side, then sit erect. Do not tilt to one side, forward or backward. Align the hip joints, the spine, and the head like a stupa. But do not strain to make your body erect, as this will constrict breath and cause discomfort. Ears in line with shoulders, nose in line with navel, tongue resting on upper palate, mouth gently closed, eyes slightly open to prevent drowsiness, sleepiness. This is best for sustaining the concentrated power of jhana at Zen. In former times, eminent monks adept in this always sat with eyes open. Zen master Fa Yun scolded those sitting with eyes closed, like a ghost cave in a dark mountain. There is good reason for this, which adepts know well. With body settled, regulate the breath, and relax the abdomen. Do not give rise to any thoughts, good or bad. If a thought does appear, be aware of it. Once you're aware of it, it disappears. Eventually, conditions are forgotten and all is naturally unified. This is the essence of Zazen. Zazen really is the Dharma gate of ease and joy. If people become ill from it, they are not doing it with proper care. Done properly, your whole body naturally becomes light and at ease, spirit fresh, mind clear, the flavor of Dharma sustains, and you are calm, pure, and joyful. If you've already had a realization, it is like a dragon entering water or a tiger roaming mountains. If you have yet to realize it, use the wind to fan the flame. Great effort is not needed. Remain sincere and you will not be deceived. Where the path is lofty, however, demons abound and there are all sorts of experiences, agreeable and disagreeable. Just maintain mindfulness and none of this can obstruct you. He mentioned some sutras and other writings here, but I would just say Boshan's exhortations, which have already been translated and you can read about. Boshan's exhortations describe in detail these demonic states so you can be prepared in advance. Coming out of meditation, move slowly and rise calmly, without haste or roughness. Then at all times, use appropriate means to protect and sustain the concentrated power of jhana, as if caring for a babe in arms, a baby. Thus, it develops easily. This is the most urgent task. If you don't practice calmly and quietly, in the end you'll be completely lost. To search for the pearl, it's best to calm the waves. With the water of concentration still and clear, the mind pearl reveals itself. Thus, the Perfect Enlightenment Sutra says that unhindered and pure wisdom all arise from dhyana. The Lotus Sutra says that in a quiet place one should cultivate the mind and let it settle so that it is as still as Mount Sumeru. Thus, to transcend secular and sacred, quiet meditation is necessary. To freely pass away sitting or standing is dependent on the concentrated power of dhyana. Even if you devote your life to it, be wary of falling short. And if you waste your time, how in the world will you overcome your karmic hindrances? Thus, an ancient has said that without the concentrated power of jhana, you will cower at death's door. With eyes covered, you end your life in vain like a vagabond. Fortunate Dharma friends, please read this manual again and again for the benefit of oneself as well as others. Let us all together fully awaken. That is the Zazen manual in its entirety. Does anyone have a question or concern from out of the practice? Ron.
I have just a question about the text. Is Noji, which is the author of it?
It's believed that there was a Chinese, it's attributed to Hyakujo, Pai Chang, the guy that said a day without work is a day without eating. But that's because he supposedly set up the first regulations for a Zen monastery. Historical studies have shown probably it was written hundreds of years later around in the 1100s, about 100 years before Dogen, by a relatively unknown Chinese Zen monk, Zuching is his name, who also was a Pure Land master. So you can see a little bit of that in the Zazen manual. But this is the Zazen manual, the Zudoku, the poison-painted drum, this two-volume handbook that the monks can put in the sleeve of their robes. It has all the koans in it. It has everything they need for the koan practice. This is the Zazen manual that's in there. So it's kosher. But it's not certain that Zuching wrote it. We don't really know who wrote it. About within the last week, the person who does the web for our website, Being Without Self, put this text up under the inspirations with the Chinese text too. So if you're interested, it's there after retreat ends. No reading during retreat. Okay? Any other questions or concerns? Thank you for listening so intently.